Hello, Faith Lutheran Church. This is Pastor Terrell, and I wanted to reflect a little on our message yesterday. Our message was largely from Malachi chapter 3. That was our Old Testament reading, and from Luke, our gospel reading for the second Sunday in Advent. You know, Advent is about the coming one, the one that we seek, Malachi says, and he will come suddenly, and he will be a messenger of a new covenant. And in him we will delight. Well, why is Malachi prophesying of these coming ones? And I told you yesterday that the first messenger, the one who will prepare the way for the messenger of the new covenant, is John the Baptist, the one we are hearing about a lot this Advent. We heard yesterday of his coming and his call for repentance, and we'll hear on Sunday again about John. But why is John coming? Why is he coming to prepare the way? Well, we have to look just a little bit before our reading to Malachi chapter 2, verse 17, where he writes, "You have wearied the Lord with your words. But you say, how have we wearied him? By saying, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them. Or by asking, where is the God of justice?" You see, something has gone terribly wrong to Malachi's listeners. They have turned things upside down. The good things of God, they have cast away, and instead they hold up as the good things of God what is actually evil in the sight of God. Yeah, idolatry, adultery, slander, gossip, extortion, and robbing, and all kinds of terrible sin, whatever it might be. You think about it. You name it, it's probably a part of their lives. And worse, they're calling it good in the eyes of God. And it's worn him out. It's worn the Lord out. So he sends Malachi and many other prophets to call his people to repent, to return to him. He says later on in verse 7, "Return to me," to repent, to come back under his care and keeping, under his grace and mercy. Now John the Baptist comes in our gospel reading and says much the same thing. "You brood of vipers," he says, "repent and bear fruit of repentance. Come back to the Lord and receive forgiveness and mercy and grace." One of the sins that I brought up yesterday, just to get a little more personal and a little bit closer to our time, is slander. Slander and gossip is something I see everywhere. Doesn't matter if I'm looking in a magazine or a newspaper, turning on the radio and listening to local news or national news, walking in the store, greeting my neighbors. I am surrounded by slander and gossip. We are intent on tearing each other down. Those people we talk about. What is wrong with them? What are they thinking? What are they doing? We've got to stop them. They're terrible people. Idiots. I can't believe it. You know, we say all kinds of stuff, not just to the people outside the church, but we even say it to our brothers and about our brothers and sisters in Christ. Why don't they like that kind of worship? Why don't they like that style of music? Why don't they let those people to the communion rail? Why, blah, 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 blah. It goes on and on. Slander, slander, out of our hearts spews all kinds of evil. And many of us just stand and take it and listen to it, complicit, really, in the slander, willing to bear false witness against a neighbor. It's a terrible epidemic, I think, in our culture and even in the church today. But God has not left us helpless here, though we are so prone to sin and evil fills our heart much of the time. He's not left us alone. You see, in Malachi chapter 3, verses 6 and 7, God says to us, "For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. For the days of your fathers, from the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. You see, there's a lot of judgment in our text from Malachi and even our gospel reading from Luke, but there is also a good amount of grace. You see, God is saying here that he does not change. In other words, his promise to send the messenger of a new covenant in whom we will delight will not change. Hundreds of years go by between Malachi and the birth of Christ, and still the promise is sure and true, and God will not change. His steadfast love and faithfulness does not waver. Even though from the days of our fathers we have turned aside from his ways, we break the eighth commandment by slandering and gossiping, and we stand by and let others do it in our presence. We do not keep the statutes of God. Yet God says, return to me, and I will forgive you and care for you. Return to you, he says. We're not left helpless and dead in our trespasses. Instead, God makes us alive in Christ Jesus, who comes in the flesh to bear our sin, to redeem us, to save us. So what do we do? Now, the people are listening to John the Baptist talk, and they ask the same thing. What do we do? And he gives them some concrete, everyday answers. Tells them, don't rob people, have some integrity, do what's right. And I think he's saying the same thing to you. What do you do? Well, first you walk in faith and trust in God, and you go to receive his gifts of life and salvation wherever he gives them. But you can also live according to his word and that same faith and trust in him by not breaking the commandments, by not slandering and speaking destructively against and about someone. Instead, you can love and walk with grace and mercy. You see, we love as Christians because we have been loved. We forgive as Christians because we have been forgiven. We are patient as followers of Christ because he has been patient with us. We are humble as followers of Christ because in Jesus we see the ultimate humility. You see, we have a way to walk in this life, and it comes not by our own strength and courage and might and will and reason. No, it comes by faith in Christ, the one who was patient, the one who loved, the one who was gracious and merciful. We walk by faith and not by sight. So pray with me here, the words of Psalm 119. How can a man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth. In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways and delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Lord Jesus, help us to never forget your word of promise. We are forgiven, have life and salvation through your Son, Jesus, our coming Lord. In his name we pray, amen.